You're very important to your baby. From the very first moments, your baby recognizes your voice and notices the safety of your arms. Your baby is ready for love from you. He's ready for as much time with you as you can offer him. Sometimes it seems like moms are made for parenthood, and dads can find themselves outside looking in, especially in the early months when an infant is nursing so often and sleeping so much. But your baby wants you. Your baby wants to be held by you. Your baby needs to hear your voice. He needs to see the love in your eyes. He needs to drink in the look of your face and feel your arms under him. Your baby needs a strong relationship with you, and you need a strong relationship with him. One way to set things up so you can take your important place in his life from the beginning is to start what we call special time right away. This is the time you set aside, a date that you keep with your baby. You might want to set a timer so it's clear to you and to others in the family that this is your time with your baby. If someone calls you to the phone, you can look at the timer and say, "Tell Freddie I'll call him back in 10 minutes. I'm doing special time right now." When your child is 2 or 3, he's going to be telling you what he wants to do during special time, and you'll be running, climbing, singing, and banging on pots and pans. Who knows what adventures lie ahead? But with your little baby, what you do is take him and put him in your arms or on your lap propped up so you can see each other. All you need to do is offer him eye contact and see what he does. If he turns away, gently move your head so he can look you in the eye again if he wants to. If he turns away again, gently follow again. You're helping him connect with you. Without words, you're saying, "I'm here for you. I want to be close." You can hold his hand, caress his cheek, or massage his feet if you like. Just don't get too busy. Don't jiggle. Don't say much. Babies like to contemplate. They love to feel connected. That, in and of itself, is interesting to them. So when your baby connects with you, stay with him. Talk a bit, but receive what he's showing you with his face and his body. Your baby has close time with his mommy when he's nursing, and his needs are being met in that special way. Setting up special time gives you the chance to settle in with him, focus all your love on him, and to learn from what he does and how he is. It's every bit as nourishing for him as his nursing relationship with his mommy. Babies are so good at being in the moment. They notice everything. They contemplate the simple things around them. They drink you in. To sit and look at each other, nothing more, is not the way we've been trained to relate to grown-ups. But wordless, attentive communication isn't primitive. It's not backward. It's full of potential for learning things about your baby and about yourself. So do special time. If you can, do it every day. You are feeding your baby, letting him feast on your attention. You are letting him take you in just the way he wants to. If after a few minutes he begins to cry, nothing wrong has happened. As long as he's been fed and is warm enough, he has decided to tell you a few things about how his day has gone. We have another podcast, What to Do When Your Baby Cries, that will help you understand better what is going on and how you can help. Dads love to play with their babies, but watch carefully as you do this. The way dads have been taught to play can sometimes be more about the fancy trick you're doing rather than about what your baby likes. Some kinds of play can be too fast or too loud or too surprising for a little one, so watch your baby's face very carefully. It won't make your baby grow up faster to have experiences that make him feel threatened or overwhelmed. Your baby will welcome your attention when he's nursing, too. You can hold your partner while she holds him, and then touch him softly, talk to him, watch him, and enjoy being just about as close as 3 people can be. If you have other children, make them welcome, too. Assume that you are always welcome in your baby's life. Even when he seems to be missing his mommy, assume that you are just the right person to listen to his feelings. If you're holding him, you can say things like, "I know, son, you want mommy, but I'm right here. I'm holding you. You've got everything you need." The sound of your kind voice will make him cry harder because he feels so safe with you, safe to tell you exactly how he feels until his feelings change. If he usually nurses, but his mommy has left you to give him a bottle, he may balk and refuse what you're offering. Don't take this as a sign that you're doing anything wrong. For some reason, he can't flex enough to drink from a bottle right now. What he needs is your steadiness as he cries about his mommy being gone. His safe routine has been disturbed. He has feelings, and he needs you to hear them. You can't force him to drink, but you can allow him to clear those feelings of insult and worry out of the way. You can now and then put the nipple to his lips again to see whether he's up to trying it. When he's cried enough, he'll either remember he's hungry and take his bottle, or he'll fall asleep for a while, and in his sleep, let what has happened sort itself out in his mind. In either case, you'll have been there for him while he processes the feelings of having things not go his way. He knows you're there. He hears the thoughtful things you tell him. He feels your caring. You are building emotional closeness that is stronger and more comprehensive than the closeness most of our parents could offer. They were afraid of crying, so they didn't have the patience to hear our real feelings. We didn't get to tell them everything with our hearts wide open. We had to be good, had to guard the most tender parts of ourselves. Children whose fathers can listen to them cry are children who do a good bit of crying early in their lives, then go out and make friends, show a keen understanding of others, follow their own minds, and have room for all kinds of learning. Their minds aren't struggling to keep years of feelings tamped down. Their minds are busy mastering real skills and building good relationships. It turns out that crying isn't weak. It doesn't mean a person is immature. It just means that they must have been overwhelmed. And now they're healing, catching their emotional self up with the present moment, safe and loved by you. As you listen, you'll see how the crying process works to clear the hurt. Your baby will be calm and content when he's decided to finish his cry. Listening to his feelings gives your baby the chance to become a brave and confident person in the world, with his daddy backing him all the way. And don't be surprised to find yourself crying, too. This is human intelligence at work. Just like your baby, you're smart, healthy, and strong enough to know what's good for you and to do it. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for all the effort and love you're pouring into your child.